Christ was born so he could die for us. Did we give the guests from out of town a gift, Billy? I never even thought to do that. Do we have a gift that we could give them? We're so glad you folks are here. Good to have your family with us, Mrs. Myers. It's so great having them. This is North Carolina? Good to have you folks from North Carolina. We'd like to, a little gift that we'd like to give to you from Bethel. God bless you. We're so glad you're here. Please turn your Bibles to John chapter 1. And boys and girls, now next week, Brother Eddie and Miss Lizzie will have a little super church for you downstairs. And if you're real good tonight, I'm looking for some candy for you right now. If I can find some, just the little kids. We're looking for some candy for the little kids. For the kids that's still in school. If you're still in school, you can qualify.
I'm in school.
Amen. Okay. All right, Sean. Will you be a good boy, Sean? Okay. Sit straight up there. I want to make sure if you're a good boy and you're in school, I'll give you a candy bar. Amen. I want to share with you just for a few moments tonight about the deity of Jesus Christ. I heard the softball team won the other night. We're glad about that, Steve. Keep on going, Bethel Baptist. We're glad to see that. Turn your Bibles to John chapter 1, verse 1. Boys and girls, the word deity means like that Jesus is God. And I'm going to show you, not only is Jesus, he was more than just a man born. He was God that came down from heaven. He was not only the Son of God, but he was God that came down to be our Savior. And when Jesus died, he died so we could all go to heaven. Marty Draghi just getting close to being with the Lord. And that's why Jesus was born and what the lady sang. He was born, Miss Mert, so Marty Draghi could trust him as Savior and go to heaven when he dies. I want you to look at John 1:1. And what got me, prompted me to do this. Now, if preacher don't have candy, I'm hoping Brother David's got some stashed away somewhere. And I'm thinking we didn't sell all that stuff from last year yet, from the candy thing. So, Do you? All right, hold on to it. All right, here's what I'm going to do. Miss Ruth and Miss D, you watch these kids. Watch all the kids for me. And every kid that was good gets a candy bar. Sit straight up. No one talking. Now, if they talk, they don't win. What's that? Okay, I don't care where, any kid here, any kid. Even Brother Jack, any kid. Okay. John chapter 1, verse 1, look at this. The reason that I prompt me to do this, not only will Bethel Baptist Church be out knocking on doors this Saturday, Brother Phil, but there'll be a group called the Jehovah Witness out. And the Jehovah Witness, they do not bring the truth. They bring a false gospel. And they deny that Jesus was truly the Son of God and that he was God in the flesh. They deny it. And that's what really prompted me to give you this Bible teaching. And because if they ever come to your house, of course, the Bible says, don't let them into your house. Scripture says that in 2 John. It says, do not let them in your house, and don't bid them Godspeed. In other words, don't say God bless you. They're enemies of the cross. Matter of fact, hold your hand there. I didn't plan this. Hold your hand in John chapter 1 and look at Galatians chapter 1. But then I'm going to come back to John. We're chasing something right now, Brother Mark. Galatians 1, and look at verse 6. Anyone that brings another gospel, I don't care who it is, if they bring another gospel other than the gospel of Jesus Christ, they're false teachers. The Bible says that in 1, don't just stay in Galatians 1, hold your hand in John 1. 1 Corinthians 15 says the gospel that we're saved by, that Jesus Christ died for our sins, 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, talks about how Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and on the third day he arose again according to Scripture. And Paul said, those that believe in that, that's how you're saved. You get saved by believing on the gospel, that Christ died for your sins according to Scriptures, that he was buried and raised the third day according to Scriptures. That's how you get saved, by believing on the Son of God. Are you with me, church? Okay, now there's other churches. I don't care what they call themselves. I don't care if they call themselves Baptists. If someone comes to you and brings another gospel, like you can work your way to heaven, or you got to get baptized to go to heaven, or you can give money to go to heaven, or you got to bow down to some guru to get to heaven. No. Look what Paul said in Galatians 1:6. I marvel, are you in Galatians 1:6? That you're soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ. It's not being a Catholic, not being a Baptist, not being a Lutheran. It's not being in Christ. I'm moved that you that called you unto the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, because there's only one, Brother Mark, and that's about Christ. But there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you that which have preached unto you, let him be accursed. That's strong words. God said, let him be accursed. If someone brings you the gospel of Christ, God says, let him be accursed. Look at verse 9. And we say before you, say now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you that you have received, let him be accursed. God said there's only one way to heaven, and if someone tells you another way, they're lying. There's only one way to heaven, that's through Jesus Christ. Okay, and so I don't care who they are, if they bring another gospel, they're a cult. I don't care, you say, all people say, they'll say that, well, we all believe in the same God. No, we don't. Well, everyone's going to the same, we're all the same. No, we're not. The Bible says we're all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. The people that believe in Muhammad aren't going to heaven. I know people like you who say that, but that's the truth. The people that are believing in false gods are not going to heaven. The people that believe in religion are not going to heaven. The only ones going to heaven is those that have faith in Jesus Christ. And you say, well, preacher, what about the other religions? Got nothing to do with religion. There's only one Savior. One Savior. He's open for all men. All men can come to the Savior. For God so loved the world, no one's excluded. But they must come God's way. And God's way is through salvation through Jesus Christ. Look at John 1:1. I want to share some things with you. In the beginning, how many got John 1:1? In the beginning was the Word. How many see that? Capital W-O-R-D. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. This capital W-O-R-D. The same was in the beginning with God. See, Jesus always was. He never had no beginning. He always was. He was God. All things, watch. All things were made by him. Wait now. Look up here. All things were made by this Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We're talking about the Word. How many are still with preacher? And this precious Word that was God, verse 3, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In other words, he was the creator. Look at verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Who was made flesh and dwelt among us? Jesus Christ. Do you see that? And we beheld him at his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now the Jehovah's Witness will say in John 1:1, he was a God. No, Jesus wasn't a God. He was the God. He was God incarnate. In other words, when boys and girls, when God came down in the form of a man, Jesus. See, the Bible says that in John, of I think it's 5:24, that God's a spirit. No one can, yet they must worship in spirit and truth. We couldn't see God. So God had to come down robed with flesh, so man could see him. And he came down with Jesus. How many are with me yet? Trying to make where they can understand it. And that's hard to understand. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't understand the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, but I believe it. I don't have to understand it. I just believe it. The Bible says there's three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one, 1 John 5:7. And so I don't understand everything. I don't have to understand it. I just believe it. I don't understand how water can become ice and that can be vapor and everything. You know, there's three things of water, but still water. Hello? You got an egg, it's got a shell, it's got a white, and it's got a yolk, but it's only one egg. Hello? I don't understand how a brown cow can eat green grass and drink and make milk, white milk, but I like it. And I believe it. I don't know how a brown cow eats green grass and makes white milk, but I'm sure glad it does. Hello? So it just, you know, sometimes people say, well, I'm going to try to analyze God. You ain't going to analyze God. You just read his Bible and believe it. You don't have to understand it all. All God says is to believe. Isaiah says, we can't understand. His ways are above our ways. His thoughts are above our thoughts. We can't obtain. We just got to say, just tell me, God, I'll trust you at your word. Amen. Well, did you notice John 1:1? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything was made. By the way, John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. Kind of like Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Amen. See, boys and girls, I want you to get this. Jesus, say this with me. Jesus made the heaven and the earth. Say, Jesus was the creator. He really is. Jesus was the creator. And because he was God. I know he's the Son of God, yet he was God that came down. Look at another scripture with preacher. Look at 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17. I know this is kind of hard to understand, but I'll tell you. I just believe what God says. 5:19. 2 Corinthians 5:19. Are you in 2 Corinthians 5:19? To wit, that God was what? That God was where? In Christ. Right. God was in? Yes, he was. God was in Christ. Jesus said, I and my Father are one. To reconcile the world unto himself, not imputing the trespass on himself, has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Look at verse 21. For he had made him, God had made Christ to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteous of God in him. Do you see that? What are we made in Christ? Okay, say it again. What are we made in Christ? Will you remember that? Because I'm going to show you a scripture in the Old Testament. We're made right. We're in Christ. We're made righteousness, aren't we? Will you just hold on to that for a minute? Because I'm going to show you why you're in the New Testament. I want to give you another scripture. Look at Colossians chapter 1. Look at Colossians 1:16. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Colossians. Let's start at verse 14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Who's that talking about? It's talking about Jesus. You're right. We have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin through Christ. Who, this one that they're talking about in verse 14, who is the image of the invisible God? Jesus is the image of the invisible God. The firstborn of every creature, for by Jesus, were all things created. And that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible, invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Jesus is the creator. Are you still with me? Look at 1 Timothy chapter 3. Don't let no one shake you about the deity of Christ. Don't let anyone ever shake you on the deity of Christ. Look at 1 Timothy 3:16. And without controversy. In other words, there ain't no arguing about this. Great. I'm in 1 Timothy 3:16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. Wow. When was God manifested in the flesh? When Jesus came. Hello. If you don't think this is justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up in glory. Acts chapter 1, verse 9, 10, 11. He went out after he died and rose, was on his earth. Then he went up. Remember Acts chapter 1? He went up out of the Mount of Olives and went straight up to heaven. That verse there is talking about Jesus. It says that God, that was God. Hello? How many are still with me? While you're there in Timothy, look at Titus. Look at Titus 2:13. Titus 2:13. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Are you still with me? How many are still with me? Turn back. Let's go back to the Old Testament. Let's go to Isaiah. Look at Isaiah chapter 44. Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 24. What I want to show you is this, Lizzie, Eddie, and the kids. Everything about Jesus in the New Testament was talked about in the Old Testament too. God told about God in the Old and the New. You can find Jesus in the Old Testament just like you find him in the New Testament. Thus saith the Lord, I'm in Isaiah 44:24. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. Now, this is Isaiah 700 years before Christ was born. And he's saying, thus saith the Lord, is the Redeemer. And what did Jesus say? I'm the Redeemer. He must have been God. Are you with me? I am the Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things. Oh, boy, Mark, I just read in John 1:1 and 1:3 that Jesus was the creator. I wonder if this is talking about him again in the Old Testament. It is. I form thee, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretches forth the heavens alone, that spreads abroad the earth by myself. You know that word Lord, Jehovah. The JVs will say, boy, you got to believe in Jehovah God. I do. I believe on Jesus. He was Jehovah God. That was Jehovah God came down from heaven. Amen? And stay in the Old Testament. I'm going to show you some more scriptures. Look at Isaiah 43, verse 11. Chapter 43, verse 11. I am the Lord, and besides me, there's no Savior. Who's the Savior of the world? Jesus. Who's this guy to be talking about then? You're right. How many see that? Don't let people talk you out of your Savior. Amen. He's the God from heaven. Amen? Stay in Isaiah. Stay while you're in Isaiah. Look at Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Hey, wait a minute. Are you still in Isaiah 43? Look at verse 10. That's a great, I should have read verse 11. Ye are my witnesses. Who are we witnesses for? Christ. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant, whom I chose, that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. There's only one God. Don't let those people tell you there's no gods. There's only one. I am the Lord, and besides me there's no Savior. By the way, that's a seven-letter Savior. Seven's of God. It's perfect. Six is the number of man. Look at Isaiah chapter 7 and look at verse 14. Verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. That means God with us. And by the way, you can mark right next to it if you want. Matthew 1:20. The book of Matthew says his name was he was born and they called his name Emmanuel, God with us. Brother Carl, you got God in the Old Testament and you got God in the New Testament in Matthew 1:23. And that's still Jesus. How many see that? Emmanuel means God with us. And that's what they called Jesus, God with us. Matthew 1:23. And the prophet foretold that 700 years before Christ would even be born. Look at Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Yeah, this is good stuff. I'm going to tell you, don't let those knuckleheads try to teach you out of your Bible. Amen. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, the government shall be upon his shoulder, his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I think I read somewhere, Brother Myers, I think I read somewhere where Jesus called the Prince of Peace. I wonder if this is talking about Jesus. It is talking about him, ain't it? Look, at and of the increase of his government shall and peace shall there be no end upon the throne of David and upon the kingdom of to order it and to establish it unto judgment with justice henceforth forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Can anyone say amen? And so you can see the Old Testament. Look at one more. Look at Jeremiah. Look at Jeremiah. Remember what we looked in Corinthians? Is he was called the righteousness. Remember we were made the righteousness in God. Look what it's amazing what Jeremiah said. Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 6. Remember he said that we have the righteousness of Christ. Jeremiah 23:6. In the days of Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely, and his name whereby he shall be called the Lord of righteousness. Oh my. That's connected with Jesus, isn't it? We have the righteousness of Christ. I'm not letting anybody take my Savior. Let me show you a couple more scriptures in the New Testament, and I'll close out. Look, go back to the New Testament, and look at John chapter 8, verse 57. You know he's the I am of the Bible. John 8, 57 and 58. God told Moses in Exodus 3:14, tell him I am had sent you. My name is I am. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection. I am the bread of life. I am the good shepherd. I am the door. I am Alpha and Omega. I kind of think he's saying, hey, I'm God. Look at John 8, 58 and 57. How many have got John chapter 8? Look at verse 57. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old and hast seen Abraham? What do you mean, you young whippersnapper? You're trying to tell us about Abraham and you're not even 50 years old? Abraham was back in the Old Testament years ago, thousands of years ago. Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. See, even Jesus himself said he was God. And if you don't look at the next verse. They took up stones to cast at him. Why did they? Because they knew exactly, D, when Jesus said before Abraham was, I am, he was saying, listen, I'm God. The reason I know about Abraham, I'm before Abraham. I'm God. I am. And they said, you saying you're God? Yes, that's what I'm telling you. And they took up stones to kill him because he said that. Look at the next chapter. Let's go up to John chapter 14. I'm not going to go through all that. You know, in John 10, he said, I'm the door. He said, I'm the good shepherd. But look at John 14. I love John 14. It's one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. Wait, before you get to, let's look at John chapter 9 first. I had you in chapter 8, didn't I? I tried to put these in order. John chapter 9, look at verse 35. Remember the blind man that he healed? Look at John 9:35. Jesus heard that day that they cast him out. Remember, he healed a man and it was blind from birth, and they said, man, this man was all, and they went to his parents and they denied it. So we didn't do nothing. Don't get mad at us. We don't understand what's going on. And he said to that man that he healed, they had cast him out, and when he had found him, I'm in John 9:35. When he had found him, he said to them, dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered, said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? Jesus said, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with me. It's me, pal. And he said, Lord, I believe. Amen. See, Jesus said, you're seeing him right now. Look at John 14. Look at 1 through 9. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If we're not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again and receive to myself, that where I am, there may be also. Now watch verse 4. And whither I go, you know not. You know, and the way you know. Thomas said to them, verse 4. And Thomas, Jesus said, and whither I go, you know. And the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. And how can we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You only get to heaven by one person. That's through Jesus. If you had known me, watch this. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. You've seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. In other words, show him, and I'll be happy, I'll be satisfied. Look, let me see God. Look at what Jesus said. He said to Philip, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? Wow. What a statement. You want to see God? You're looking at him. Philip, yet hast thou not known me? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou, show us the Father? Philip, I am him. I came down so you could meet me. Isn't that exciting? Look at John. Look at John chapter 20, what Thomas said. He said, my Lord and my God. Remember Doubting Tom? Remember Didymus? John chapter 20. Jesus is more than the Son of God. He was God incarnate. He was God in the flesh. John chapter 20. And look at verse 27. Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger. Behold my hands. Reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my sides. Be not faithless, but believing. Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord, and what else? My God. I didn't turn to it, and we won't turn to it. But if you'll study the book of Luke, Mary and Elizabeth both recognized Jesus as God, even called him Lord. John the Baptist was inside the womb of Elizabeth. And when even the mention of Christ, he leaped inside the womb of his mother. I'm going to tell you, because he was God. Can anyone say amen? Look at Acts. Where do I have you at now, John? Look at Acts chapter 20 and verse 28. Acts 20, verse 28. Take heed therefore unto yourself and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath. To feed the church of God, God's church. Are you with me? Which he hath purchased with his own blood. Oh, who was the one that purchased his blood? Jesus. It's God's church, and God purchased it with his blood. Who was the one that purchased the blood? It was Jesus that gave it. How many of you understand what I'm trying to tell you? Jesus gave his blood for the church. It says that's God's church. So Jesus must have been God. Are you with me? Let me give you one more and I'll quit. I'll quit. Look at the last one. Look at Philippians. I love this. Look at Philippians chapter 2. The kids were really good. You kids were really good today. I think you all deserve a candy bar. See Miss D and Miss Ruth. If you get one from one, you don't get one from the other. Now, a smart kid will get one for you and one for a preacher. No, I don't want none. I don't want none. I'm just playing. I do not want none. Philippians 2, verse 5 through 11. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I'm done. You got Philippians 2, 5? What was in the mind of Christ Jesus? Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him, given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, not at Muhammad, not at Sun Moon, not at Buddha, not at Rich Skiver or anybody else, amen, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I'm going to tell you right now, we've got a great Savior. We got a Savior that was God, that came down. Came down and gave of himself so you and I could go to heaven. Boy, that's a pretty exciting, amen? Don't let someone steal your joy. Don't let someone take your hope away from you. Just keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't put your eyes on me. I'm just a man. The Bible says in Isaiah 2:22, cease ye from man, whose breath is in his nostrils, for wherein is he to be accounted of? I want you to look up and respect me, but don't put me on a pedestal. Amen. I'm just a man like you. I fall short just like you. Let's all look up to the Savior. Amen. That's who we want to love and respect and adore and follow. Amen. Put your eyes on Jesus. And you do that, you'll be glad you did. There's a lot of false witnesses out there. You're going to see a lot during the summer, different churches. And they're going to tell you a lot of different lies. And they're all saying, well, the Mormons, they've got a lie. Yep. The Jehovah's Witness, they got a lie. Any church, anyone that brings you anything other than Jesus Christ, I'll do this for the kids. They're liar, liar, and their pants are on fire. Because they're going to a place where there's fire. Eternal fire. Called hell. You just believe that old Bible, that old King James Bible that God gave you. You just keep believing in Jesus. And don't you let no one take you away from Jesus. They'll try to. They'll try to take you away from Jesus. It wasn't no accident that you were up here tonight with preacher. Jesus wanted you to hear about this. It's good that you hear the preacher once in a while. I'm thankful for the adults, just once in a while. I'm thankful for the adults to take them. But once in a while, I like to have my kids up here with me. I think it's good for them. I think it's good for them to hear the senior pastor and to hear what the old man has to say. Tell them about Jesus. Let's just keep looking to Jesus. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Philip, show you the Father. Have I been with you all this time? You still haven't seen me? Before Abraham was, I am. Yeah, he was God. They'll try to, all those different, see, those other religions are not religions, they're cults. Cults, C-U-L-T-S. Those are people that deny the doctrine of Christ. Anyone that denies the doctrine of Christ is a cult. I don't care if they're called Baptists. If they deny the deity of Christ, they're a cult. Don't get hung up on names other than one name, Jesus. Amen? I'm proud to be a Baptist. I'm not ashamed to be a Baptist. But I'm going to tell you right now, and I believe Jesus started our church, but it was all Jesus. The Baptist church doesn't save anybody. It's the founder of the church, the founder of our church, Jesus, the man that started the church, the Savior that died for the church, the Savior that arose from the church. That's who you want to put your faith in, not no church, not no organization of man. Put your faith in God's man, the Son of God that came down for you and me. Amen? All righty. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, we're glad we had time in the Bible. I love these little Bible studies. And Lord, I just pray we'll think about that wonderful righteousness that even Jeremiah talked about. The name of God, righteousness. And we get imputed righteousness from God, Christ. To wit that God was in Christ, reconciling us unto himself. And so, Lord, we're thankful that Jesus is the only way to heaven, and that we can look to him and trust him and believe on him. Lord, help us never to take our eyes off the Son of God who loved us and died and rose that third day. Help us to always put faith in him, walk with him, and trust him. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed before we go home, how many could say, preacher, I know for sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. Could you raise that hand? I know for sure if I died, because I've trusted Christ as my Savior. Thank you, may put him down. Would there be anyone tonight say, Pastor, I've never been saved, and I want to be saved. I've never made Jesus my Savior. Pray for anyone like that. Just raise your hand. Anyone like that at all? Pastor, pray for me. Let me ask you this question before we leave. Maybe you're here and you've trusted Christ, but you've never been baptized. Now, baptism doesn't get you to heaven. No, you get to heaven by putting your faith in Jesus. But everyone that gets saved, everyone that puts their faith in Jesus, they should get baptized because they are saved. That's a commandment from Jesus. That's the first thing after you get saved, to be obedient, to get baptized. Someone say, preacher, I've been saved, but I've never been baptized. Pray for me. Anyone like that? Just raise your hand. Let me see. Anyone here that's been saved but never been baptized? You've been saved and never been baptized. Let me encourage you something. If you've been saved and never been baptized, you ought to let us baptize you. You ought to let us baptize you. If you've been saved, you ought to follow the Lord in believer's baptism. Walk with God in obedience. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Father. And Lord, I know if I would ask for, no doubt there's some prayer requests here tonight. I bet there's some people here that's got some unspoken request. And Lord, for every heart here tonight that would have an unspoken request, would you come down and meet with each person? Lord, help them. You know, Lord, you know their need in their life. Please be real in their life. Come down and bless them and manifest your life in their life. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.